This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon, one of the employee owners of Tab. And he comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We had someone on the line, and then she left during the news. And welcome. Come on back if you want. Happy to chat with you. Dennis had some news he wanted to bring up because someone on our Facebook page posted a question.
Someone was asking about the Yahoo data breach settlement. There was a class action suit.
Yeah.
It has recently settled. According to the attorneys that are involved, payments are going out to people.
Yeah, the attorneys are getting paid, I'm sure.
Well, they already got their money. Now they got to start giving you yours.
Yeah.
But I did find the website for this. And if you're still waiting for a payment or something, I guess you're going to have to check with them.
Right. So you have to probably log into some sort of website.
I'm not even sure.
Okay. Do you think it's a lot of money you're going to get? I mean, I would doubt it.
I would have thought it's only a few dollars each, but who knows?
Yeah, it was a big breach, right? Yeah. From my recollection, it was a
big
breach.
It was a breach that was going on actually for several years. And just volumes and volumes of data was siphoned off over a long period. So, yeah, if you had a Yahoo account, you probably are part of this settlement.
So, the moral of the story is you may want to consider a more secure method. Go ahead.
One of the commenters just said that she's expecting $60.
Oh, 60 bucks.
Yeah, well, that's worth.
Yeah, you maybe
could
buy some.
Filing a little paperwork to get. Sure.
Might be able to buy some Delmonico's at the supermarket for 60 bucks. I mean, it's crazy how expensive
meat
is. Yeah, but
that's definitely worth a little paperwork.
Sure, sure. Yeah, but the moral of the story is, though, right? I mean, maybe you may want to consider a more secure method of email, right? This is a Yahoo email breach, correct?
Well, it wasn't just Yahoo email. It was their entire service, I guess. And at the time, they owned and operated Flickr.
What is that was like a video?
Flickr. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Video and photo.
Gotcha.
Photos mostly.
And people's photos were stolen?
I would think that could have been part of that breach. I don't know how deeply these things were firewalled from each other. All I know is that the breach was ongoing for several years.
Yeah.
And it did cover a lot of data.
Gotcha. So consider improving your email, right? So there are fully encrypted email services out there. Proton's one of them, where you could have a much more secure system by having that run. Now, there's many governments, including UK and Canada, who are trying to make encrypted point-to-point communications illegal, or give government a back door.
Give them a back door, right?
Right. So this is an interesting concept, right? Because we talked about this before. There was that San Bernardino terrorist who did whatever he did, and they couldn't get into the Apple device. It was encrypted. Apple wouldn't even help them. So what they do, they just went to the cloud, the iCloud account, and got it that way. The idea here is that if you think you're going to have government to be trusted with whatever communications you're having, because again, not that you're doing anything wrong until somebody decides whatever you're talking about is wrong. And the question is, who are those deciders? We as Americans, we have privacy rights. So yeah. Encrypted communication is pretty much is one of the most important things we need these days. But of course, in the UK and Canada, those types of things are being discussed as far as not allowing their citizens to have those types of things. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens with all this, because I highly doubt you're going to be able to put together a law that says, hey, in America, you can't have encrypted communications. But that's why you end up having mail services that are outside of America, which is scary to even think you have to do.
Well, what else, sir? Mm-hmm. You have to think that way sometimes.
Right. So I don't know. It's getting crazy out there. Let's go to Adam in East Hartford. He wants to talk about some hacking that's going on. What's going on, Adam?
Good morning, gentlemen, and I hope you're staying cool in this awful heat.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you about a hack because you guys are experts on computers and not electronics. But I was gonna say,
well, we're pretty good. We're okay.
Yeah. Pretty good.
My bank, they called me the night of July the 4th to tell me that somebody in London tried to take $254 out of my checking account, and they said that they stopped the transaction from happening, but then wanted to confirm that I was the holder of that particular ATM card. But I called with a different phone, and it was, you know, the bank's fraud line. So they had to stop the ATM card. They stopped it in its tracks. They're going to mail me a new one.
Yeah.
But luckily, do you think they generated a number like that, or do you think they, she said they might have had a teeny tiny camera.
Yeah.
Cameras are being used for that too. Another thing that's being used are NFC emitters.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires close proximity, but it's not, they don't necessarily have to be skimmers that are in an ATM or payment device. They can be near it, you know, by, 3 to 5 feet away sometimes.
Yeah. So,
well, the only thing I was going to mention, like at the walk up ATM, it's a lot easier to put my hand over it. You know, block them from seeing me type in a number, whatever. Drive up, it's really, really harder to put your hand. I sort of put a hand over it, but it's hard. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
And also, be careful where what ATMs you're using. Right? I mean, I would recommend always just using your bank's ATM. But they will put cameras and try to watch what your
or any
are.
Genuine bank
or any genuine bank.
Yeah.
However, I was on a vacation in Florida. I needed some cash to tip these people. We went for a horseback ride. We went for horseback riding, and the horses swam with us on it. Scariest thing I've ever done in my life. But I needed cash to tip the guys, and I got plastic. Everything's plastic. So I went to the bank, stuck my ATM in there. The bank just sucked it in and took it away. I'm like, what's going on? I go into the bank, and they're like, well, no, we can't do anything about it. It's in there. It's going to be shredded. I call my bank, and I said, well, why didn't you tell us you're on vacation, Eric? Because you don't need to know. Why? I mean, I'm supposed to tell my bank that I'm in Florida? I mean, how?
So it thought the card had been stolen.
Right.
And
it just sucked it in.
And your bank told that ATM to keep the card.
Right. They must have geofenced me.
Right. Oh, wow.
Thanks. But I could go to the supermarket, buy a thing of milk and get cash back. That's okay.
True. But it was the ATM, so it kept it.
Yeah.
But you're taking a guess that they didn't generate numbers, that they didn't play with computers and generate.
No, they didn't. They didn't do that. There's not a lot of chance that they generated your bank account number. They somehow got that from whatever some service you used, some ATM you used. It was skimmed. Who knows? And then they tried to take the money out. So.
All right. Be safe, gentlemen, and have a wonderful day.
You too, Adam. Thank you. There's no. If there was technology out there, they could just generate random numbers that worked. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's why bank account numbers have things like check digits, which is an algorithm that the bank comes up with to make sure that you can't just bang out a sequence of numbers and have it be a valid account number. And a good practice that they use is to change that algorithm periodically, so that once they've issued a bunch of numbers with that particular algorithm, they stop using it and have another so that it can't be reverse engineered.
Gotcha. And the caller mentioned too, when he got the call from the fraud department of the bank was then trying to prove he was him, and he didn't even trust who was those guys that were calling him were right. not fraudsters themselves, which is valid as well.
Yeah.
You don't know who's calling you.
True.
So you probably want to hang up, call the number on the back of your card. And,
assuming you still have the card.
Yeah, right. Man, what a time. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. You're probably never going to want to use your credit card again after this show. You're never going to, cash, right? They want to take away cash too.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be a digital currency. Everything's going to be approved by some central repository. And that's, again, why crypto is such a thing. It's supposedly something you avoid central management with. But then, of course, these governments want to create their own digital currency. So they can say, you know what, Dennis, I don't like the cut of your jib. I'm not going to let you have access to that money. Right? I mean, this is getting crazy.
And then it turns out that hackers can break into your cryptocurrency repository, too.
Happens all the time.
Yep.
So there's actually going to be an ETF on crypto. I mean, what's going on, people? We're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. And we are back. Going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And as we wait for your calls, we'll talk about some stuff in the news. And Canada is in the news, as always, when it comes to data and Facebook.
We've already talked about how they're going to force Facebook and any other tech company to pay news outlets to relay their links.
Right.
And most of them are just saying that they're not going to post any Canadian links anymore. Right. So that door is shut now.
Right.
Well, Canada has come up with a way to retaliate.
Oh, what are they going to do?
They are not buying any more ads, as a government on Facebook anymore.
Oh, that'll teach them.
Yeah.
You go, Justin. You go, Justin.
Let's see how much advertising we're talking about. It's in the tens of millions a year, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Ad revenue. No. Yeah, it's in the tens of millions.
Yeah, it's a tiny amount of money to these companies. So that's what their retaliation is.
Yeah, and
we'll show you.
Facebook is... That's nothing to them.
That's peanuts. these government bureaucrats don't understand how this model works, clearly. And there you go. We'll show you, Facebook. We won't advertise government ads on our thing. And you just can't make it up. All right. Let's go on to your calls. Lee in Ashford's up. What's going on,
Hello.
Lee? Hey.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I wonder if you can clear up a problem with a cell phone. I don't know if it's a problem. I have groups that I text to and then text from, and my cell phone will only text to 10 people in a group. It won't go over 10 people in a group. And I want to know why, and how can I get around that?
All right. What type, so you have an Android or an Apple?
Yeah, it's an Android S21 FE.
What is the Android operating system?
Android operating?
Yeah, what version of Android?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's probably a limit there.
Where do I find that? In About Phone?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Hardware version? It would be hardware version?
No, software.
Software.
Software. Okay, software information.
It's going to tell you
Android version 12.
Nice. So we're going to see if Android 12 has a texting limit. It may. Yeah. Any luck yet?
I'm looking it up, but I'm just looking at different search results. I'm seeing mention of the limit of 10. a number of times. So it may be a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to find a good article that completely addresses the issue.
Yeah, some of these notes talk about why can't I go more than 20? So it looks like looks like different
20
versions.
20 might be a different limit for a different, yeah.
I know people who have an iPhone and they don't have a limit of 10, you know?
Yep.
So
the limit on the iPhone is actually maybe 32.
Yep. It is.
So for regular SMS group text, Green Bubble, limit is 10.
So is there a way to get around that?
Well, you can go to Apple.
I bought this phone 2 years ago. It's a new phone. I don't want an Apple phone.
No, or you can create multiple groups of 10.
Gosh.
Yeah. I'm not seeing any way around it.
No.
I don't know why they do that.
I don't know either. However, you could always decide that you're going to use a different group messaging app. Like you use something called WhatsApp, let's say.
Right.
Or you could use Signal. Signal's an encrypted messaging system. So you could say, hey, guys, I got a limit on my text. Let's go to this texting tool called Signal or this texting tool called WhatsApp, whatever.
Yeah.
And you can...
I tried Messenger Plus, and that one also would only go to 10, but it would deliver the message one person at a time.
Okay. Well, clearly that's not a good solution for you.
Yeah.
So maybe get your group to be in a different type of tool, and that would solve it.
And what you might have to do is try out a couple of them to see what you can do.
Yeah.
And then once you've isolated the service that you want to use, then let your group know.
Uh-huh.
And then have them all sign up and use it.
Okay.
And then problem solved.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see what I can find out there. Then I'll try a different
I think Signal's a good one.
WhatsApp.
Yeah. Both of them probably don't have the limitation.
Oh, okay.
They might not. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know for sure, but I'm hoping they don't. Because then you're going to call and complain. We don't need that.
I love you guys' show. You guys help. I listen every weekend.
Well, I'm glad we're helping somebody.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's. I know Joey, any luck with finding Justin whining about Facebook? Ah.
If he's using the native, say if it's a Samsung's text messaging.
So right.
I tried on my phone with Google messaging.
Yeah.
And I created a group of like 83 people.
You just created a group of 83 right now?
Oh, wow.
If he has the Google Messenger app or like the built-in
Samsung. Oh, that could be.
That's true, too. Well, the other thing is, what version of Android are you running? Mm-hmm. It's probably newer than 12. So it could be a limit. Exactly. All right. So I'm going to help you find Justin whining, but we'll do that later. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Lori in Hebron next. What's cooking on there, Lori?
Hi.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello. Yep.
Okay. Want to make sure I have the right Lori because I'm actually in Deep River.
Oh, it says Hebron here, so I don't know what Joey's typing.
Close enough. A couple miles
now
away.
He put Deep River in. Now I see it as Deep River. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right, so a couple different things. Thank you for the information about the Yahoo data breach check. And a long time ago, we had signed a form. The only way to participate in the lawsuit is if you return this form.
Nice.
So I don't know if anybody can get in on it now after the fact. The other thing, the question I had just sent over was, I carry typically a credit card in my phone case. Is there anything that I can put in my phone to keep the phone from being cloned or the credit card from being scammed just by, you know, you see it on TV. Oh, they walked by and they cloned your phone. Is there anything I can do to stop that?
Yeah, so you got to turn off near field communications.
Yeah.
NFC. Turn that off on your phone. Like, you know, people use the phone to, you know, to pay for things, and, you know, the whole tapping idea. That's all called NFC, near field communication. Turn that off. That'll reduce it. Bluetooth, believe it or not, can also have some leaks when it comes to being cloned or hacked.
Yeah, that can be used as a doorway, but that might be something that you're actively using. I don't know.
Right. So you could
I do use that tab, that trap to pay. Unfortunately.
You do tap to pay on your credit cards probably, but not your phone, right? You're not using your phone to do it.
No, it's on the phone. It's in my wallet, if you will.
Oh, okay. So you use it. All right.
Yeah, it's an Apple, which Apple does allow texting a group of 20, not 10.
Well, okay. We were seeing something about 32 also.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they've upped it, but I've only had luck with up to 20.
Gotcha.
Okay, so near field.
NFC, is you got to turn that off so that you know you're not broadcasting, but then, of course, your tap won't work.
Well, you'll just have to turn it on to do the tap and then shut it off when you're done, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so if I can find that in settings, I'll look for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing, just recently, this past week, with the lovely storms that we had come through, mm-hmm. my father-in-law's Comcast.
No, Frontier.
He had Frontier? That's right. He's got Frontier. Mm-hmm. His modem decided it's not going to play the phone anymore. So nice loud buzzing, and they had to replace the Aeris mm-hmm. modem Wi-Fi unit that they had from
and router.
Yeah, it was an all-in-one. It's from them. He rents it. I'm not getting into it anymore.
Nope.
that was the third one he replaced. The service guy. It was the third one he replaced that day.
Yeah.
Just recently, we've also had to replace. We did have an Aeris for what, a year, maybe 2 years, and it just wasn't playing nice. So we got rid of that one too. So I don't know what it is with Aeris, but it doesn't like this family.
It could have been a surge on the copper line blowing out the DSL service. So.
Well, we're in Deep River. He's in another town.
And all three of those others were in various different towns
We see this all the time, though.
We do. Matter of fact, it happened to some of our clients this week.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, I was talking to Eric off the air. Mm-hmm. One of them lost a router and a switch.
So,
and the two things weren't even in the same room.
Right.
But they both got overwhelmed by something that came in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because of the storms.
That's what we're assuming, that it took out his, because it was right after that all of a sudden he still had internet, thank God, he could watch TV, but he couldn't call anybody.
Oh, some aspect of it got blown out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, most likely it was from the lightning.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we're assuming. So.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, was there any, that's it. Thank you.
No, our pleasure, Laurie. So thanks for checking in.
Okay. All right, have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Laurie in Deep River. Unfortunately, when it comes to lightning strikes, everyone keeps thinking UPSs protects you from lightning strikes, and they do not. They protect you from the power company coming back on after you've lost power. That's what they protect you from, the actual surge that comes down that line, your electrical line.
Right.
But lightning can fly down anything. It can fly down any copper wire it wants. It can fly down your wall. It can get into your home, right, and zap whatever it wants to with however it wants to get there.
Yeah, and remember that things like switches and routers have multiple connections to different things, and any one of those things that gets a high charge and it goes up that line to that device, poof.
Right, and it's kind of impractical to try to ground all that Ethernet.
Oh, yeah.
So it happens. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, guys. We have four lines wide open, 860-522-9842. Is the number, and we're going to try to find Justin and his whining. I'm going to help Joey out about Meta and Facebook and all the stuff they've been doing over there. So we'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I don't know about you, Dennis.
Yeah?
But I'm a vanilla person, so I'm the life of the party, according to that story that Morgan had. How can we have time as a society to figure out people's personalities based on ice cream flavors? I mean, have we all just jumped the shark? I mean, come on. Oh, my goodness. All right, so we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. There's also the last caller, Lori, also talked about NFC and how to protect yourself. Definitely turn it off. Turn off your NFC on your phone if you don't want it to be broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Also, you may want to consider a wallet that has NFC blocking built into it for your credit card so that you can't have anybody pick up your credit card information on the little chips and stuff like that, too.
And I imagine there are NFC blocking phone cases, too.
There probably is, yeah. All right, let's go to Killingworth and John and see what he's got cooking. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi. So my wife is starting up a small business.
Right.
It's just a solo business. And she's been a veterinarian, but basically we're getting a laptop. We're going to go with the Windows option.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you know, they've got the option of whether you can get the office on it with that $69 a year
mm-hmm.
subscription. You guys were just talking about Libre before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really familiar with Office because that's what I use, in my company.
Yeah.
And so I was going to say, yeah, just get it, you know. But is there any way out of this, having to pay this, you know, $70 every year? And is that just the way you got to go these days? And, you know, just to kind of bite the bullet on it.
Well, you can still buy discrete retail license for a specific version of Office.
Yep.
It costs a couple hundred hours.
Once. You pay for it once.
But you pay that once, right. And then you have that software. And it doesn't get shut off on you.
Right. So I would tell you to buy that if you don't want to pay $69 a year.
And there are free alternatives like LibreOffice. But it's not perfect. Once in a while, you're going to get a document or a spreadsheet or something that somebody sends you. Right. And it doesn't look right and doesn't render right. And there isn't going to be any way around it other than to get your hands on the genuine Microsoft product in order to see it as it was created.
Right.
And that's, quite frankly, that's how they catch people. And it would be nice if the alternatives like LibreOffice were more compatible. And they have improved over the years, so I'm going to give them credit for that, but it's still not perfect. Also, LibreOffice does not have anything like Access.
Right.
And if you've built any kind of a Access database, there is no, absolutely no, with a capital N and capital O, free alternative to Access. The only free way to open an Access database is to use Microsoft's own runtimes for it. But that does not allow you to edit the data.
Right.
You can open it, you can view it, but that's it.
Right. So,
ironically, I have created Access databases, but don't want to do them anymore. And she won't be doing that. She's at, you know, at the most she's going to use, well, she would use the Word in Excel. And then the question is, so she's thinking about getting a Gmail. You might advise me into a better way, but she was thinking about getting a Gmail email for her company and her LLC. And then I was going to say, you know, you just hook it up to Outlook. But you know, do you guys, is that a bad solution for somebody? I mean, she's not very tech savvy, and honestly, I'm somewhere in between.
Yep.
But, you know, so like, you know, basically she's just going to be kind of advising, you know, her students.
Yeah.
One-on-one and mostly doing video conference stuff. I'm open to ideas.
Gmail can work. Gmail can work, but I would tell you to get a more professional email system like Proton.
Like Proton, okay.
Yeah. Only because it's an encrypted mail system. It's where people should be. It's where you should be thinking about going forward, anyways. In that we need a more secure email system. I don't get anything for telling you about Proton. It's just right now it is.
No, I've heard you recommend it, and I just kind of like just not very familiar with it, and so. Yeah.
If she's going to be an LLC, you can actually create your own at. You know, whatever her company is going to be, .com.
Yeah, you can have your own domain. You have to do a little work to set it up.
A little bit.
But it's not hard, and once you've done it, it's pretty much finished. You're never going to touch it again. So.
And you'll be, you know, you can get a free version of the Proton if you want to, or you can pay for it, which will probably be what I would recommend. And or you can run Gmail. Really, I mean, if you want to be at Gmail, or you want to be at her veterinary office, that would work, I think, be more professional as far as I'm concerned.
Sure. No, I like the using her business name at that business name, and if you could do it with Proton, that's good. Do you in terms of your email client that you'd use with Proton, what would you use?
You can use
they have their own?
They have their own. Yep, they have their own client, and you can also interface with Outlook.
Is a program that you can install and run that will translate their email service into an Outlook client.
Right. Yeah. So it's a little more difficult because it's an encrypted system like that. But it does have its own reader you could read right off your phone, too.
Oh, good. And then going back to the original question, that you had suggested the, like a $200, you know, you buy it.
Yeah.
I was wondering if the downside, though, in terms of support as it goes forward and gets older and older, is that a problem?
No.
Potentially?
No. I mean, most Office suites, you can run them for 8-9 years. They'll get updates. You're just doing Word and Excel. It's not rocket science. Heck, I don't even think the rocket scientists use it. They're probably using some 2013 version of Excel to design their rockets. Who knows?
or worse yet, maybe they're using Lotus 1-2-3
They could
still.
Be. They could be. No one's hacking
yep. that. I remember. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Our pleasure, John. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you shouldn't have to rent it forever. It just shouldn't have to be a thing. But everything's going that way. Like we had the caller talking about renting your heated steering wheel. I mean, it's just crazy. So, Joey, did we find Justin whining about Facebook and Meta?
And other companies post, other companies post record profits over the past years at the same time as local independent journalism has struggled in terms of getting news out to people in ways that matter locally. Facebook is choosing to block Canadians' access to local news instead of paying their fair share. That's unacceptable. Canadians need to be able to access news. It's fundamental to our democracy. We're not going to put up with Facebook's bullying.
Right. So clearly he doesn't understand how this works. He doesn't understand how this works. It's not their fair share comment is just mind-bogglingly stupid. You as a government said we're going to make you pay for every link Dennis and I post to a right. news organization. We're going to make the company who's going to make that available to your Canadian citizens to understand that these are articles and this is information that folks like us think you should read. You're going to make Facebook pay for that. "Quote unquote, their fair share."
Mm-hmm.
This is not how this stuff works, and Facebook can simply say, "No, I'm not going to make news articles available to your citizens." If you want to have some sort of backdoor politics and fight all about it, go ahead. But it's crazy. You don't, as a politician, anytime you tax it, you make it more scarce. Well, Facebook made it more scarce, right? You tax it, it's more scarce, it's more expensive, or in this case, it goes away. Everyone keeps thinking that, you know, you just take from everybody else here, and these companies are not going to fight back. I have no love for Facebook or Google or any of these people.
No.
At all. But you can't just make an edict like this and not expect the companies to say, well, that doesn't make any sense with my model. I'm not going to offer you that solution. News outlets have to figure this out. Right. I mean, obviously, we've lost so much information as without these news outlets even having staff anymore to even write articles. So, you know, it's kind of a big mess that's occurring out there. It's just so funny to hear Justin whine about it being not their fair share.
Well,
you know?
the other issue is some news links are on websites that are
paywalled. Right.
So Facebook
is getting
gives
you there.
The link.
Right.
A person reads it on Facebook, opens the link,
and then pays.
And then
if they
it's
want
up
it.
To them to pay for the article if they want to read it.
Right.
And
not
if that happens, then that news outlet just made some money.
Right. Which they wouldn't have made.
And they wouldn't have made it if the link hadn't been shared with them on Facebook.
Right. So you want to fix something, leave it to a politician, huh? it's pretty funny, and we'll see what comes of it, right? So Canada, you know, who knows what Justin will say. If you want to operate in Canada, you're going to have to pay a news tax, or who knows what they're going to kind of do. So then you could even lose Facebook altogether. Because, I mean, does Facebook really care if they're in Canada? Probably not when you're this big. Who knows? But we'll see what happens. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Did you want to bring anything up news-wise there, Dennis? We have four lines open here. 522-9842.
Well, we had some more problems at Microsoft.
More
this
problems.
Week.
Oh, my goodness.
More problems. Number one, for almost an entire day.
Yeah.
Search was not working on Outlook.com. That's so, their free email service. So if you had their email, you're conducting your business on that
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, and you need to find one of your customers' emails.
Nope.
You weren't doing it for something like 18 hours.
Wow.
That's how long this outage lasted. It was very bad.
Did they give you a reason as to why it was down?
They did mention something about a configuration mistake or something like that.
If we had a nickel for every time we heard that type
but,
of thing.
But that's, yeah, I was going to say that's de rigueur for them.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
But one engineer is able to bring the whole thing to its knees.
Uh-huh. At least it wasn't like a domain expiring or something like that.
Which
or a certificate expiring. And that does happen too, yeah. But not in this case.
No, could this possibly be connected to the Sudanese army in any way?
I don't think so. I mean, it genuinely looks like an internal thing because the site was working.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think if they were under an attack or, you know, anything like that,
yeah.
that people would have been able to get to the site and see the email that's coming in,
right.
but just not be able to search.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be, but I'm not even sure because we can't always trust what they're telling us about this stuff either.
Right.
And then there's another problem that they've got.
Yeah.
Their Teams app has a flaw in it.
Right.
That can be used to take it over.
To take over your instance of Teams?
Yeah.
On your machine?
Instance of Teams on the Teams site, because Teams is a cloud product.
Well, that's true, right.
You just have a client on the computer that reaches it. Now, have said is that they're not going to fix this flaw.
Okay.
And their reasoning is because the only way that it can be exploited is by social engineering.
Which is
in other words, you as the user of Teams
right.
have to cough up something to someone else.
Right.
So that they can then take advantage of this flaw.
Which is exactly how phishing works and most hacks work.
Yeah.
Social engineering.
But their position is that they're not going to fix the flaw because that's the only way that it can be used.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're going to leave it alone. They don't, not our problem.
So just so you guys know, the bad guys know of this flaw.
Oh, yeah.
And now you guys know. And you know the company doesn't want to fix it.
Right.
So what do you want to bet?
Matter of fact, they don't even deny that it exists.
Right.
They're just saying we're not going to do anything about it.
So what do you want to bet in the next 6 months there's all these hacks with Teams?
Right. Oh.
So we're going to step out right for a quick break, Joey. Don't mind due for a break yet. And we'll get back to your calls. Four lines wide open. If you want to talk about Canada and their blocking of links, happy to chat about that. It just doesn't make any mathematical sense. They're no longer going to advertise either on Facebook and Meta.
Ooh.
You show them, Justin. So we're going to be here. Get online, 860-522-9842. We'll be right back. Back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And so I kind of alluded to this a little bit with Canada and UK messing with encryption. So basically Apple, I'll put this link up here for you. It's from the Register. Apple's is going against this new law that has been floated out there by the by British lawmakers. It's called the Online Safety Bill.
I'm right.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you say.
That's what it's called. So as you can imagine, with any bill, take what it says and reverse it, and that's what it's doing to you. Kind of like the Inflation Reduction Act, right? But we won't go there. So Apple has joined the rapidly growing chorus of tech organizations calling on British lawmakers to revise the nation's online safety bill, which is now in the hands of the House of Lords. And it's basically saying Apple wants you to safeguard strong end-to-end encryption, right? What's happening here is these folks are trying to allow for governments and the companies to literally surveil your chats and your messages, and they're doing it under the guise of child pornography, right? They want to try to detect terrorism or child pornography. So in order to do that, all of us have to then subject ourselves to all of our messages being communicated and being scanned and being looked at by some bureaucrat in case you're doing something wrong, right? Which is what I've been joking about my entire time on the radio programs. Everything's okay until you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, who is making those decisions? And, of course, you can also have this information incorrectly. Your communications could be incorrectly detected as doing something wrong, and then they're reading it,
mm-hmm.
Whatever it might be. So they're trying to deal with this issue. And I brought up Signal because Signal is an encrypted chat app as well as many other tools that are out there that are encrypted. And these governments want these backdoors into the encryption. Now, obviously, there's a problem here, right? There was a story I read about an encrypted phone system, some sort of Euro something like Interpol.
Oh, Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
There was somebody, not sure who. Mm-hmm. They were manufacturing these phones.
Right, fully encrypted.
The phones themselves are fully encrypted, plus they had a special encrypted messaging service that mm-hmm. was integrated into it.
Right.
And it was supposed to allow you to conduct, you know, your own illicit affairs
right.
Using this phone.
That's not how it was
service.
Marketed, but the bad guys bought it for
right.
all that
That's
reason.
Why they did it.
Yeah.
Now, what turns out, the Interpol had gotten, somehow they had...
Infiltrated.
They infiltrated it. Right. Yeah.
The manufacturer.
They got somebody inside the manufacturer,
mm-hmm.
and then they started vacuuming up all these messages, and now they've started arresting people,
right.
thousands of them.
Which is fine, right? So
right.
they did their thing, and they...
Right, but they didn't have a back door into this. No. They had to work their way in.
Right.
And I assume they had, like, warrants for what they were doing.
Well, we hope.
I would, right. I kind of hope so. But right.
but the bad guys but, got caught, which is great.
Right, they got caught, and, you know, more power to them. But that's the kind of thing that shows that, you know, the government doesn't need this direct backdoor that they claim they do need.
Right. And the reason I push things like Proton and talk about why you want encrypted communications is if you have encrypted emails, right, that can't be viewed by the bad guys, it's really hard to steal your identity. It's really hard to hack you. It's just lots and lots harder. And so you'll have a better safety online if you have encrypted communications so that the bad guys can't listen to what you're doing, watch what you're doing. You know, lots of fraud happens through email and people getting into your email system and telling your attorney, instead of wiring the money here, wire it over here. The bad guys are literally in your email system. And these email systems that you're using are free, most of them. And you haven't configured any kind of security. When you get on with a secured encrypted mail system, the chances of that happening to you go down pretty dramatically.
Not only that, you have two advantages with a service like Proton,
mm-hmm.
because the email data itself is housed in Switzerland,
right?
Which is a jurisdiction that most world governments can't just dip into.
Correct, and they don't have the actual key,
right?
They don't have the key to
your data, right?
Even if they wanted to access
your data,
they
is
can't.
Encrypted on their systems, and I right. guess they could hand if a government wanted it, they could hand over. You know, that block of encrypted data.
Right. They might be able to tell you who you're emailing, but they won't be able to tell what you're emailing.
So that the information that they could divulge is limited.
Right. Yeah. And again, not that you're doing anything wrong. We all shouldn't feel like we're all guilty out here. But this online safety app act that they're talking about here in the UK is not going to make you safer. It's going to make you less safe if you get rid of encrypted communications. Although I want the bad guys caught like the rest of us do, but you're going to have to do it a different way. I'm sorry. Encryption's here to stay, and I hope it's here to stay. And thankfully, these lawmakers don't even understand how it works. So having them write a law that's even going to break encryption is probably pretty far-fetched anyways.
I think that's what's going on here. They don't really know what it is that they're talking about.
Right. So until we hire better representatives, it could be coming to a theater near you, right here in America. And we've got Buffy, who's, you know, doing her thing out there in California.
Oh, by the way, Buffy's Law
has
been tabled.
Oh, has it been?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So at least you're going to get your news articles in California.
Yeah. Whatever California does won't happen until 2024, soonest.
Gotcha.
And it does.
And her name is Buffy.
Yes. And from what I'm guessing, she was pressured by the rest of her legislature to do that, which is telling me
they are watching Canada.
The rest of them just aren't really interested.
Right. They're watching what's happening in Canada, and that's what would happen in California. So I want to thank you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. I want to thank Joey for producing, because Carolyn's out today. It's a rare Joey sighting. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything over at our Twitter and Facebook for as long as that's allowed. And thank Dennis for posting everything here. And thank you guys for joining us. I mean, obviously, if you guys are not there, we got nothing to do. Just a couple of pasty white computer geeks talking about our kids and our cats. And you guys definitely help us not do that. So I appreciate that.
That's true. Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you guys next Saturday.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.